Good morning, church.
Oh man, what a beautiful day. Usually I try to, if I can, walk over and grab a water. If I can't, somebody kind will grab one for me. I think Mike did last week. But today I went over there myself, and you walk outside and it's like, it's November, and it was warm walking outdoors. So I suppose that's a blessing. In some regards, I'm kind of waiting for winter to get here so we can wrap this year up. This has been a heck of a year in many regards. I don't know about anybody else here, but I am thankful beyond measure that there is a sovereign God who sits on the throne and is not surprised by any of the stuff that's going on in the world around us. So amen to that. As we gather in this place today, he is not caught unawares. There's no scrambling for recounts in God's world. None of that is in play at all. He knows the outcome of everything that has been and will be. And as believers, I pray that we all cling to that in times when the world feels very, very, very uncertain. We're talking today in our small group a lot of times how we're going through books of the Bible and teaching from them and learning about where we sit and how we can, you know, walk closer with God. And it's incredible how the Holy Spirit has weaved this into the happenings of the world around us. In some regards, we'll see some things this week that might feel maybe like, oh, where's the message about the election? Well, there isn't one. We're not doing a message about the election. If you need messages about the election, there's loads of them out there. But I will say that everything we've talked about thus far really hits close to home if you try and figure out what it is that God's called us to do when it comes to participation in our government. And we are called to do that. We're called to be good citizens and love one another and care for one another. And we saw that last week when Jesus says, hey, the number one thing to do is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength. Number two, love your neighbor as yourself. That's a big ask. So as we transition in today, this sermon is called A Question and a Warning. Jesus is going to ask a question, and then Jesus is going to give a warning. And these two may also seem a little bit disconnected, but we're going to tie them together nicely, I think, today. So if you've got your Bible, please feel free to open up. We'll be in Mark 12, 35 through 40. If you don't, it should be on the screen. Feel free to read along. We'll read this and then we'll pray. So Mark 12, 35. And as Jesus taught in the temple, he said, how can the scribes say that the Christ is the son of David? David himself in the Holy Spirit declared, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet. David himself calls him Lord. So how is he his son? And the great throng heard him gladly. And in his teaching, he said, beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and like greetings in the marketplaces and have the best seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at feasts, who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, every time I read scripture about praying right before I pray, there's always a pause, Lord, as I reconsider my motivations for doing so, Lord. And my motivation for praying now before my sermon is to, up until the very last second where I begin to divide this word in your name, Lord, I want you to hide me behind your cross, indwell me with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Take my words out of this place and fill me with the power to speak your words in your will to your people. That's why I pray right before I teach, Lord. Then, Lord, I pray today, in addition to that, Lord, that you will begin to work through your church to heal the great divide that's in this nation. There's so much pain right now, even after this election is over, as people have some surety in things that they oughtn't have such surety in, Lord. And they don't know who you are in many regards, or they've forgotten who you are perhaps, Lord. Yeah, it'd be great, Lord, if you just appeared and put it all right, but you're not going to do that. You are going to use your church to do that, Lord. You have put us where we are so that we can minister to the world around us a ministry of hope and peace that's legitimate in you and not in the things of this world, Lord. We want to show compassion to those around us that maybe disagree with us, that maybe are feeling forlorn because of the state of things, Lord. Help us to